Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the Cher impersonator I found in my home at 4 a.m., airplane seat reclining etiquette, the plot of Glee, if it were on today, and whether your Apple Watch can be used during sex. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey, Corey.
Hi, Tyler.
How is she? I see you just got home from the gym.
Yeah, look. Oh, don't my shoulders look swole?
I'm almost intimidated. I'm almost frightened.
Ah, thank you.
You're giving me shoulder boulder realness.
Well, summer is coming.
Okay,
Coachella is coming. Are we bulking or are we trimming? I don't know.
I'm doing both. I think I'm doing both. Do you do this?
I did that today.
I love doing that with my shoulders. It was shoulder day yesterday for me.
Mm. Well, mine's Fridays and here we are.
Oh, I don't have days for my things. I go in order.
Yeah, you just pick a thing.
Yeah.
What day does the Lord rest?
When the Lord needs rest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I take Sundays off and I never feel stronger than Mondays. I'm just lifting heavy things.
Well, when I take Sundays off, then that means my Wednesday is my absolute strongest for my legs and I love it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
Anyway. Did anything happen at the gym? Anything fun?
No, I mean, I go during prime time daddy time, lots of daddies. There's this one new daddy that keeps checking me out and he's kind of cute. And I think, well, one of us is probably going to say hi to the other sooner or later.
Kind of cute is enough for me.
But we never do.
Kind of cute sounds like it. Sounds like the one.
Yeah. The other day I had just one of the weights and he wanted both. And then he was huffing and puffing, walking around, acting like he didn't know where the other 40-pound weight was. And I was sitting right next to him with it. And I wanted to be like, sir, it's me. I've got it.
I hate when people are like, I feel like we talk about the gym all the time and people are like, okay, cool. But I hate when people are like, hey, can I work in with you? I just want to be like, is there
work
nothing
in
else?
With you? What
is
does
there
that
nothing
even mean?
Else? It means like take turns in between.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh.
Keep adjusting the seat. Keep adjusting the weights. Like maybe if it's like a very important machine for a workout and there's only one of them in the whole gym and blah blah blah. But like in general, certainly there's other things you could be doing instead of like working in with me.
I've only had like people ask me that once or twice and it's always when I'm like on my last set and like I am not that asshole who's on their phone. Like I pay attention and I make sure like if I'm on a machine, I'm like on and off of the machine. So I'm like, don't even come to me like I've been sitting here dicking around. Like I know what I'm doing. But well, yeah, usually they ask and I'm like, I've got one more set and it's all yours.
Yeah. When people are like, how many sets do you have left? I always say one more, even if I just sat down because I'm like, I don't want to even talk about it. I don't want to discuss that I have three more and blah, blah, blah.
Glad our social anxiety carries right over into the gymnasium.
Yeah. Well, it's better now that I go to the gym sober. When I used to be high when I worked out.
High on what?
Weed. What do you mean?
Oh, my God. My brother was texting me asking if I've ever done that. And I said no.
It's nice. It's nice only if nobody talks to you. Once somebody starts talking to you, it's like, oh, my God. It's so stressful. I don't want to talk to strangers when I'm high.
I don't talk to, even when I see people I know at the gym, I usually just like smile and nod. Like,
I agree.
Even if it's like a good friend, I'm like, I don't want to bother you. I don't know what the etiquette is here. I don't know if you're trying to get a quick burn or what.
Yeah, baby, we got limited time with our pre-workout. Get to work. Don't spend it talking to me.
You would do pre-workout and smoke weed?
That's not all, baby.
Should I get stoned? Should I get stoned before one of my workouts next week?
I do think they advise you not to lift heavy machinery when you're on like drugs. Oh. And that's literally heavy machinery. That's like the definition of heavy machinery.
I felt like a girl was, which is rare at the gym I go to.
What does that mean? Is this about to be sexist?
No. It's just I go to a very gay gym with all homosexual men.
You're like, I felt like a girl. I was in a wig. I had my chest plate on.
I saw a girl and she was
I thought you said you felt like a girl.
No. I saw a girl and I knew she was thinking about asking me to spot her. I could see it and I was like, just ask me and I'll do it. Like, I wasn't going to volunteer. And then she literally, like, I could tell she was debating, and then she picked this other daddy that was like two spots down from me, and then he came and helped her, and he was probably a much better spotter than I was, because I turned off my music so I could listen to them interact, and he was just really pumping her up. He was like, you got it, girl. And he was like a hot dad.
Oh, see, I was working out with sometimes the Leland official and the at Troy Sivan frequent the gym, and it turns into them just following me around and then saying like, how much should I do on this, what should I do on that. And so we were working out, the three of us, and I was spotting Brett, and he was doing like a bench press, sort of like incline bench press, and he was like, I was like, okay, you got one more. I could tell he was like down to his lunch. You got this, one more. And he looked like he was struggling a little bit. And I'm behind him ready to like assist when I know he needs assistance. And there's Troy on the side thinking he needs to jump in. And he like tries to help by lifting one side
one
of the
half
bar.
Of it.
Yes. And then the weights go flying. And I'm like, oh my God, don't touch things. Let me be in charge. If you want me to be in charge, let me be in charge. Otherwise, like I told, at that point,
not
I told
two
them,
spotters and you still drop the weights on the floor.
No weights were dropped. I would have been mortified and I would have walked away and left them to their own devices. But after that, I said, okay, Troy, you have to stand over there because I don't want you thinking you have to jump in.
How's your valet with the bad posture?
I haven't seen him in a while. Maybe his back
did you
broke.
Get him fired?
Maybe he hunched so far over he died.
God. I thought about him this week because we were watching the new season of Survivor, season 40, and we had like people over because it's a big season and like all of our friends came. And we just couldn't get over how bad one of the Survivor contestants' posture was. And I kept thinking, well, I know a valet who has bad posture.
Do you know that valet, though?
I really don't, but I feel like I do because of you.
I feel like I often am like, well, I have a friend who, but then I realize, oh, this is like a story from a podcast of a stranger I have never met. And then they're like, who? And I'm like, somebody back from Michigan.
Someone you blew once.
Okay.
Somebody that you used to blow.
There we go.
By Gautier featuring Kimbra.
There we go. I loved that song. Well, you know it's in my top favorite songs of all time.
Do you have a playlist called My Top Favorite Songs of All Time?
No, but what I always think about doing, because you know how on Spotify I have like jams of each year, and then I have my jams, like current jams, and it's always the past month of releases. And so every Friday when I add a new batch to it, I get rid of the batch from 4 weeks ago. So it's always the most recent. And then that batch that I just got rid of goes into jams of 2020. So that by the end of the year, all of my 2020 songs will be in the like 2020 playlist.
Well, thank God.
Anyway.
As if you're listening to anything other than that Dido gay dungeon remix.
It's great. No, but I've always thought like I really need to make like a best of the best, because by the end of 2020, or by the end of 2019, this playlist has 1,039 songs.
That's insane.
Well, that's how many good songs I liked from the year.
My biggest playlist only has like 300 songs, and I feel stressed about that.
Well, previous years always have around 100, but 2019 was when I really got into New Music Friday.
2019, the year I really started loving music.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually, kind of. Anyway, how did we get to that? What were we talking about?
I don't know. Something. You're like, and that's how I ended up laying on the bedroom floor looking through old photo albums.
What are you talking about? What's that? I actually did just get out all my high school scrapbooks.
No, I read some post that was like, oh, I was going to do laundry. And then I remember I had to get my socks out of my room. And then I went in my room and saw my closet was a mess. So I had to start cleaning out my closet. And then I found an old book. So I flipped through it and read a few pages, which made me think that I needed to water my plants. So I went in the living room to water my plants. And yes, that's how I ended up on my bedroom floor looking through old photo albums.
Okay, well, I've never felt more... personally attacked, but also that is 100% how my brain works.
I think that's how everybody's brain works. It said, I think it
is
said, that's how mine works, but it said, that's how I ended up laying on my bedroom floor looking through old photo albums while listening to Avril Lavigne. And I was like, now I feel attacked.
Oh my God. You know what happened to me last weekend?
You met Avril Lavigne.
No, better. So there we were.
Okay. I don't know if it gets better, but I'm willing to listen.
Okay, thank you. And I hope the rest of y'all are too. What are you clinking on?
I accidentally knocked something over on my desk, so I had to pick it up.
Well.
Tell me. Dígame.
So did you see that I went to that 70s party?
Yeah, and I'm going to a 70s party for my birthday.
Ah, fun.
Yeah, okay. I don't have nearly as good as an outfit as you.
Well, we all went to this vintage place called Iguana in Hollywood, and it had the best selection. Oh my God, can you stop doing dishes over there? What are you up to?
Just finishing my water.
Anyway, so we all got our like 70s gear. Mm-hmm. We go to this party. It's like Studio 54 themed. It was very fun. The guy who hosts it, he did a vampire party for Halloween, which was very full out. And so, like, actors everywhere, like, in costume, like, performing for the party, like, vampires roaming around. And then this party had people, like, in the front, like, as if it's Studio 54. And so people are trying to get into the club. And so there's a bouncer.
They had hired actors to pretend to try to get in.
Yes. And it was like a whole scene. And there's like paparazzi out in the front of the mansion. And there's somebody, like a bouncer. And he's like, you can't come in. Look at that outfit. And then the group comes up of that you're in. Like he's saying that to actors. Yeah, then the group comes up that you are in. And he's like, oh, look at these outfits. You guys can, you don't even need to be on the list. Come on in. And then all the actors are all, what? No, we've been waiting.
And oh my God. How much did they get paid to be an actor?
I don't know. Well, that's the question for Hollywood. I don't know.
Do you think they were allowed to be on Grindr while they waited in line?
I hope. I hope they're SAG. I don't know how that works.
SAG. They probably are.
Anyway, so we do the party. It was wonderful. There were roller skating dancers. There were go-go boys in little booty shorts. There was a photo booth.
That's every Hollywood party, baby.
There was a photo booth with all 70s impersonate, like people from the 70s impersonators, celebrities.
Was Cher there?
Well, which leads me to...
Did I just ruin the joke?
Me the best transition. So after the party's, while the party's dying down, I look to my friends and I say, ladies, am I hosting the after?
You always are hosting the after.
I know. I don't know why I think I'm not going to, but I always do. So then I tell everyone, come on over. My after party gets a little rowdy.
Not you with a rowdy after party. And Never heard of it.
I start seeing groups of gay men come in and it's like,
Strangers,
yes. Stranger danger. And so my friends are all on high alert hiding my things. And then I start noticing people are trying to have a crazier time than what I'm offering. Like I think they want to go like out. And so people start leaving and I'm like encouraging it. It's nearing bedtime. It's like 4 a.m. blah blah blah. It's dying down, except a few of my friends, and they get the gist of, like, help me clean up and, like, turn down the music, turn up the lights to, like, communicate the message.
Turn off the laser lights?
Right. Communicate the message, get the fuck out of my home.
Okay, Google, no more purple lights in the living room lamps?
Right. Yeah. And that, my Google knows. You'll never guess who was the last person remaining in my home.
Cher.
It was literally a Cher impersonator. And
just you and a Cher impersonator?
Nope. And then some of my friends on the couch, but all of us were waiting for everyone to leave. As the party's dying down, we're like, who is that Cher impersonator? Does anybody know her?
Was it a girl?
I didn't ask their identity.
But they were definitely doing Cher.
I don't know how they identified, but they were definitely doing Cher because I heard the voice.
Had they broke character at all?
Sometimes.
I mean, or was it like the Miss Piggy we met on Halloween? That was just like full Piggy, full time.
Full Piggy, full time.
Full pig, full time.
I'm not familiar with Cher enough to know when it's somebody that's doing Cher and somebody that's doing casual Cher. Like, I know often this person was doing a, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, was it Jack from Will and Grace or was it just like a woman with like an ass like length wig?
It was a spectrum. So
it always is.
So everyone leaves except Cher. And I say, and I don't know how to be like, please leave my home. But everyone's like, so who'd you come with? And they and Cher goes, I was just texted this address. I don't know where I am. I was like, okay, well, who texted it to you? And then Cher goes, well, I'm looking for Jonathan. Has anybody seen Jonathan? And I'm like, I don't know who the fuck Jonathan.
I would have said Jonathan left in an Uber 5 minutes ago and you need to be right behind him.
Well, Cher only had 2% on their phone left.
Oh my
Cher
God.
Cher goes, let me show you Jonathan. And Cher shows us the blurriest story of Jonathan from the party. I'm like, can you show us a picture? Like, this is like not helpful. Nobody knows who Jonathan is. Nobody knows who Cher is. And Nick was like, oh, I'm going to the after. Maybe you could come find Jonathan there. And all of us are like on the same wavelength. Like, this is how we're getting rid of Cher. So we never saw Cher again.
I was like, did you get rid of her? Did she share an Uber? Did Cher share an Uber with Nick? Cher
shared an Uber, but Nick confirmed Cher never split the Uber cost.
Oh, God. How could she? She only had 2% battery.
That's a cop-out, but sure.
I think, even if it is 4 a.m., my phone has just, like, never dropped below 20%.
And you've been in my home. I have 30 chargers on every plug.
I know where all the chargers, I know where the secret chargers are at your house.
My kitchen, I can literally count at least 15 iPhone chargers in my kitchen.
It's an island of chargers.
Thank you.
You should just get the countertop removed and have them put in that like Apple technology.
Where you put your Apple Watch on? Well,
that made out of counter.
They have that for phones.
Does your Apple Watch like beep and tell you like, get up, time to move around a little bit?
Yeah.
Has it ever done that when you were having sex?
No. I take off my Apple Watch during any intimacy.
You take off your Apple Watch but leave on your glasses?
No, I take off my glasses too.
Oh my God.
I take off everything. I take out the clamps, the piercings.
Clamps, my dead tooth.
I take out my dead tooth. I fully give them a stripped experience.
Does your Apple Watch tell you when you leave the gym? Like, does it know that you just did a workout?
Yeah, sometimes I go from Stairmaster to the treadmill to like a sitting bike, and it really can't comprehend that the workout's still going. It's like, it's always like, did you finish? I'm like, can you just wait?
And I see like, because I follow, you know, I follow my Barry's instructor that I love, and I see like people post what I guess, because I don't have an Apple Watch, is like how many calories they burned from like that workout. And they'll like, they post it on their stories and then they tag my Barry's instructor and then he like reposts it on their stories. And I'm always like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
But I was wondering.
I never trust that.
But the point of the story was, if you wore your Apple Watch while fucking, would it give you a report of your exercise at the end of it?
And then you can post it to your story in the hookup
and tag your Barry's instructor. Yes.
Only if the Barry's instructor is the one that fucked you.
Oh, God. Maybe. Someday.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to put on, well, what would I list it as? Because as
Put it on as an anklet so that they don't know.
They'll think I'm on house arrest.
Aren't you?
Yeah. Help. No, So the workouts include indoor walk, outdoor run, outdoor cycle.
You have
cycle.
To like dictate it that much? See, so even then, I wonder what the people in the Barry's class do. Like, it's not just running. It's a mix of everything.
I guess it is kind of high intensity interval training.
That's what you should put the next time you have sex.
Or yoga?
See, well.
Or open, open water, swim, depending.
Are you bendy?
It could be.
You do love child pose.
Ew!
You do love downward dog.
There we have it. Thank you. Downward.
Do you know what child's pose is?
All I know is you're trying to put children in my bedroom, and I say to that, no.
Good.
Wait, Corey, did you see the big debate?
The like presidential one, or is there something else?
I would classify it as pretty presidential in importance.
Okay, tell me.
Well,
I'm just sitting here in anticipation.
When you are on a flight.
Okay, yeah. See, wait, is this what Pat tweeted at us?
Yes.
I Googled it while I was walking back from the gym so that I would be prepared to discuss.
Okay, well, let me set the scene for the people at home. When you are on a flight, imagine yourself on the flight, okay?
I'm there. I'm in a window seat.
Oh.
Toward the front of the plane, usually aisle 13 or 14.
Okay, well, I check in very late, so I am probably in a middle seat.
Yeah. And you're probably in like row 26.
Right. Remember that time I got on a plane? And
I was just going to say that. When you got on the wrong plane and tried to sit in row 26 and there was only row 20 and you were like, ahem.
I got to the end of the plane and I go to the woman. I go, excuse me, I'm looking for row 26. And she goes, there is no row 26. I was on the wrong plane.
I don't understand how that even happens. I understand for you. Okay, so there you are, sitting in your seat, middle row, toward the back.
You can be anywhere. You're clearly not in first, because this is a problem that you're facing. So, you've already taken off, okay?
Yeah, well, of course.
So technically, you are allowed, you've reached the height and the altitude where you are allowed, according to the plane, to recline your seat.
Yeah.
Is it proper etiquette to do so?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I Googled
before
this article.
Before we say our own opinions,
yeah.
Somebody said that, somebody posted a video. This woman posted a video of she reclined her seat on a plane, and the guy behind her kept hitting the seat with his hand.
He was like drumming on it with his fists.
Like while he's watching non-stop. Something on his phone and drumming on her seat to like shake it because to retaliate against her reclining her seat.
Yeah.
And then it opened up a discussion on Twitter of, is it
I cannot believe this is even a discussion. I Googled, and then when I saw people were saying that she was an asshole, I couldn't believe it.
In what world is she in the wrong?
In what world? Let's all agree that the airline's the true villain.
Absolutely. Capitalism thrives on all of us fighting against each other and not demanding
we
more
can
room
all agree
in the first
that,
place.
That the airline is the issue. Tweet your pilot friends.
Absolutely.
But I was baffled by anyone implying that she did anything wrong. If someone did that to me, I've been known literally like if there's a child behind me and they are like pushing nonstop the button on the screen, like trying to do the volume or trying to like touch the screen or whatever. I've turned around and said to people like, oh, I can feel that when you're pressing it like that, like repeatedly.
Yeah, I'm so like, non-confrontational.
Like,
I
usually am too, but I'm not going to sit there for 3 hours and let someone poke the back of my head.
Yeah, but let's get real because you have some very forward, plain,
you know,
behavior.
I love
like you shush small children.
Yes, I to this day insist all strangers should utilize other strangers to shush their children because it works. Every time.
And not only that, but when somebody wants to trade a seat with you, you say no.
I do. And I could give a kid a look that means shut up on a plane. And when they see me looking at them, they know my look says shut up.
Okay, well, we've moved on to your next weird thing about on a plane is that you don't allow people to trade seats with you.
Some woman thought like it was a trade, like a window for a middle, as if that's an equal trade because she wanted to sit by her coworker. I'm sorry, bitch. No.
I agree with that. If it's a comparable trade, if it's window for window,
oh,
then
yeah.
Yes.
If it's window for window, I'm always down. I only say no when it's like affecting me in a negative way. I've also been known to say no when I was in my like row 12 and someone was like asked to switch back to 26. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
It's also like at that point, my baggage is already up or back here or up here or something. You know, like I don't want to be lost and confused later. And
you know, I've got plain opinion.
And plus, if somebody's already in my seat expecting to ask the question, hey, can we trade? I'm already right here. I want to be like, no.
Yeah.
Like you just because you sat down doesn't mean that you get the seat. It's not first come, first serve, unless you're on that plane. What plane is that?
Oh, Southwest. The other day, I think on my last flight, I accidentally did. I still took my window seat, but I sat in like 13 instead of 12. And then the woman showed up and was like, you're in my seat. And I was like, oh. And I was like, I'm 12. And she was like, you stay. I'll just take it. Because it was literally one row apart.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. And we were both traveling solo. And it was a true mistake.
I also feel like when people are like, I just want to sit by my friend. I'm like, it's a 50-minute flight. Can you not be apart? Like, honestly.
If you want to sit by your friend, book your flights together or fly Southwest.
Retweet. Agreed.
I feel like when you and I used to travel for work stuff when I lived in LA, they would always try to like, because we would book the flights together, they'd try to move our seats together. And I'd be like, no, I intentionally put us three rows apart so that we could both have a window seat.
Well, that's rude. Okay, well, back to the question at hand. So we're in agreement that if you're in your seat, you are allowed to recline that seat.
Yeah, that guy can fuck off. I literally would have turned around. Oh my God, I wish something like this would happen to me.
The implication here is that she's coming into his space. If he wanted more space than what is like allotted to him, don't you think he should pay for the upgrade and get the extra room seats or buy first class?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if our seats are built to recline, then we can recline.
I agree.
That's how Sue sees it. Then you can't tell me otherwise.
Speaking of how Sue sees it, did you see that thread that was
I did. What? Somebody, I can't believe you didn't tag me in it. Somebody was like rewriting plot lines for Glee if it were still on in 2020.
It was incredible.
There were a few misses. I thought, okay, you could have trimmed the fat and had a real home run of a thread here.
I mean, some of them were really good. I retweeted it on my Twitter.
What was the one that said Artie Abrams performs?
All of them are like a paragraph long of like,
But no. Kevin's was just Artie Abrams performs 212 just because.
No, it says Artie Abrams does 212 and then ? I loved it.
Yeah. He could. He could do Azalea Banks.
Absolutely. I liked Tina Cohen-Chang is on a bender after her acting career plateaus, and she sings Bad Guy while she has a glamorized drug montage. She, of course, faints in the end and bumps her head and then decides then to be sober. I'm like, why is that exactly how Glee is written?
Listen, don't judge me because I've seen every episode of Glee. I'm such a Gleck.
I hate it. I hate it.
Does Glee hold up? Should we rewatch?
I don't think so. Well,
should I start? Oh, I was going to say, should I start a podcast where I recap them? But I guess Kevin already did.
Kevin's doing that. Yeah.
I guess he has more insight than I do, too.
I don't know. You should be a guest on it. Why not?
Fuck. I guess I'll text him.
Well, I think you could.
Maybe I'll just come in every episode and say, and that's what you missed, Anglais.
Anglais. The only other one I really loved was Becky Jackson is, and then in all caps, in jail.
Of course she is. Becky was a bully toward the end.
Well.
She was coach, okay. And then like pushing people into lockers.
There's one more I need to read. Brittany Pierce finally gets to do her cover of Robin's Dancing on My Own that was cut from the earlier seasons, which apparently actually happened, in a moment of seeing Santana with an older woman. And that older woman, Sue Sylvester, that's right. Wait, or is it? Or is this a dream? And then slowly we see each character's fate be reenacted by Sue. It was all a dream. And then you hear Don't Stop Believin', backed by a children's choir. Why not?
I liked that, but I just wanted it to be like Sue like rocking back and forth in a chair, like singing Don't Stop Believin', like in a home somewhere.
Sure. I think that would have been iconic if they ended if they ended all of it with that. I would have loved it.
I'm usually not a fan of TV shows that end with "it was all just a dream," but I guess with Glee, really could have.
Well, she never stopped believing.
Maybe. I think that's the moral of this week's episode, folks. Don't stop believing.
Well, we're getting to that time, Corey.
Yeah, it's really that time, TM.
Happy Valentine's Day. We're recording this on Valentine's Day. Any plans?
Yeah, you know, just hanging with the girls. Gonna have cheap sushi. Gonna have some beers with the bros.
You're nuts.
Wild.
You're crazy.
We're crazy.
You're crazy. Well, I hope you have
a wonderful... What about you? What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you wearing your Apple Watch as a sex anklet?
Jesus Christ. You know, I'm not. Actually, I don't know. Time is... the night is young. It's only 1 p.m.
Yes, as Nicki Minaj says, night is still young.
Does she say that?
Yeah, that's one of her best songs. I can't believe you're not a Ken Barb.
I don't know. Becky Jackson's in jail. So...
all right.
Where that can people find you, Corey?
That's what my Twitter handle was. Becky Jackson's in jail.
Great. And mine is...
Yeah, it really is.
Sex anklet Apple Watch ad. Yeah.
You could... What if it was like a Pandora anklet with the Pandora charms that you get at...
But one of the charms is my Apple Watch.
What was it? Where would they sell that? Pandora at Frandor?
Oh, yeah, maybe. The Frandor always felt Becky, rich to me.
Becky Beauchene Kolka.
Yes. Becky Beauchene. Becky Beauchene Kolka.
Frandor in Lansing, Michigan was anything but ritzy. Although they had a Jet's Pizza, which is a four-corner pizza and is delicious, and they also had a Qdoba. But
I gotta say,
let me tell you, Frandor had nothing else going on for it.
Will you tell me?
Oh, I think Frandor had a Red Lobster, too.
They did have a Red Lobster because that's where we went when my grandma died.
Well.
Remember when he was all, "Where's Marie?" And my dad goes, "She's dead." Literally the day of her funeral.
Wow.
Will you tell me if this is a rash? What is that?
It just looks like you scratched yourself.
Well, I've been scratching.
Rashy baby.
You can find me at
maybe
baby got rash.
If you wear a wet diaper for too long, you will get a rash.
Okay, I need to clarify, we're talking about my calf, not my not my hole.
Baby, sometimes diapers go deep down.
Full length diaper.
You have a capri diaper.
Like a leggings, but it's a diaper.
I'm wearing a capri diaper to Coachella this year. You heard it here first.
Okay, we gotta go.
All right, later.
I have a piano lesson in 10 minutes. She's gonna be like, "Why are y'all cracked out?"
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Becky Beauchene Kolka.
Bye.